Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the very warm afternoon in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Michael Ayer is making his first appearance on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but how you guys can get his brand new single, Summer, for free. We're going to tell you guys that a little bit later in the program. Michael, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
Hey, doing really well. We appreciate you being able to take out some time to speak with us. I know you've been busy lately, so thanks a lot for the opportunity to come by.
Thank you for having me.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all ours. So congratulations to you, first of all, not only on the single, but also the response that you've been getting from it. I should say that you're not only a singer, but also a songwriter as well. Michael, what has it been like for you to be able to hear, especially from respected individuals in the industry, what has it been like for you to hear about not only how they see your music, but also what their music is doing when it comes to touching them?
Definitely not anything I expected. It's really, I'm just lucky. That's it. Like, I mean, it's a really rare opportunity, and I'm really lucky it's me that got this opportunity. It doesn't happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you're right. It doesn't happen to everybody. And I would say that more so than luck, I think, Michael, it's really, I think, a testament to your hard work and your dedication and, of course, the talent. I mean, I think when our listeners hear the single Summer, it's very obvious that you have a gift. When did you first realize that love of music for yourself? When did you first know that that was something that you wanted to do?
I come from a very musical family. It's something that's always been incorporated into my life. So since I was born, I've just grown up with music. I've always loved it.
Gotcha. So being in a musical family, you know, did it just seem obvious for you that, you know, that you would, you know, be a part of music? Or was it just something that, you know, you looked at it and felt as though you could add your own contribution to music?
You know, I never saw myself doing anything else. I could never picture myself doing anything other than music. It just didn't feel right. And that's what I base mostly everything in my life off of, is whether it feels right, and nothing else did. So that's why I play music.
Yeah. You know, I think that is an amazing thing. I think anytime you can figure out what your passion is and what drives you, I think that is an amazing thing. So, you know, it's one thing, though, to figure out that passion, Michael. It's a totally another thing, because nothing these days, you know, is a certain thing. Talk to us about the process, because I have found that when I talk to individuals on this show who, you know, may come from a musical family or other people in their family do music, there is at least an opportunity there that they try to seize to define themselves and not be defined by other people. Did you go through that same process of saying that this is my unique sound, this is who I am as an artist?
I think just the person that I am, that is what I try to do, not only with music, but as a person,
mm-hmm.
trying to define myself by who I am, not who other people are.
Right.
And that I think that I really hope that comes across in my songs. I feel like it does.
Gotcha. So, you know, you were recently at an event, and I'll let you tell our listeners briefly about it, but you were recently at an event where really, you know, had some tastemasters, you know, in the industry, especially those that are involved, you know, in radio. Talk to our listeners about the experience and what it was like for you. I know there's a great video online that they can go and watch that kind of takes them through a little bit of the process, but take our listeners through, you know, what the event was, and was it what it was like for you to hear from other individuals about your own original song.
Right, well, it was in L.A. It was a big music business convention hosted by Seth Bistla and Joel Denver Joe Dunder's president of allaccess.com and set Facebook with A&R Worldwide. Both really great guys. During one of the panels, every day there would be a number of panels with different people hosting it and different topics for each one, and you just go and learn what you can and meet who you can. And during one of them was all radio DJs and music directors from the top radio stations from all around the world. And they had been playing them songs, just 60-second clips of various songs, and they had somebody, they had a professor there with statistics saying what the statistics said, the likelihood of them, those songs being hits. And all the directors and radio DJs would give their opinion on it and what they thought it would be and stuff. And after they did all the ones they had set up, they chose two people out of the audience. And I was the second one. And Mona Rubsamen from, she's the music director with Flux FM in Germany. She was, I don't know why she picked me out of the audience, and they played 60 seconds of my song of summer. And I got such a great response from it. Skip Dillard from WBLS in New York, Mohammed Amlaheim from NBC Group in Dubai Media, Jen Jeffries, Senior Vice President of Cumulus, Mark Landis, Top 40 KTFM, Texas, Mona from Flux FM, Gene Sandblum from K-Rock and Camp LA, just the fact that those people from those radio stations had such great things to say, as you can see in the video, it really blew me away. It was really a great confidence builder.
Yeah. Okay, so just to kind of recap, well, let me first say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Michael Ayer. He's talking with us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him already to share that with the world. He was recently at an event, and that's what he was just talking about, where he was able to have, Michael, it was 60 seconds of the single Summer that was actually played?
Mm-hmm. The first
okay,
60
so...
seconds.
Yeah, so from that 60 seconds, then, the response that we see in the video, that's what that's from. You know what that reminds me of? Because I didn't know that part of the story. I didn't know that they only heard 60
oh, really?
Seconds of it. It reminded me of a conversation I had just a couple weeks ago with Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead. And he said that in his very first movie, he was only in 3 minutes. He said, but he made a point of making that 3 minutes count. And from that, he was able to be booked from other things. Do you think that because that 60 seconds counted, that is how you were able to get the response? And I guess what I mean by that is that, you know, you put your all into the whole song, and that's what they were able to hear in just that 60 seconds.
I mean, first impressions. if they can get that out of 60 seconds of one of my songs, I think that says something for what my other songs that they haven't heard yet can do.
Right.
More than 60 seconds of them, you know?
Exactly. And I think that is the great thing now that you're doing. So you've made this single that they were able to hear, the first 60 seconds of. You've made that single available for free through your website at michaelayer.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give that website out a little bit later as well. Talk to us about the song, because as we see in the video, you share with them that you are not only the singer but the songwriter. Talk to us about the song and how it came about.
Well, really, I was born in summer. It's always been my favorite part of the year, spring and summer. And in New York, I don't know, we had a pretty long winter. I was pretty tired of it, so I needed something to pick me up, maybe help me last a little bit longer till summer got here. So that's pretty much the reasoning behind the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, but it's a great song, Michael, and for those who have not had a chance to hear it, why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for our listeners here?
Right, well, the song is called Summer. You can get it for free on my website, michaelayer.com. Ayer is spelled A-E-R. You can sign up with my email list right below the video. You can see the video on the website of the A&R Worldwide Expo and see all the judges' responses. and listen to the 60 seconds of the song that they did, and then you can sign up with my email list for free and have it emailed you to you so you can listen to the song. And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook, just look up Michael Ayer. And on Twitter, you can look up at michaelayer.com. At Michael Ayer.
It's like a summer breeze. All it takes from you to say my name blown away with ease. Stone like a mountain, but up like a river slow. Could be wanting more than I'm asking for. I hope you know that if there is a way, don't you know I would stay till the morning? And you won't have to wait or feel you're so in pain anymore.
Michael Ayer with Summer here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners here in Mississippi, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. You can do our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad you guys could join us. Again, as Michael was saying there, you can actually get the song as a free download when you subscribe to his newsletter on his website at michaelayer.com. And as he was saying, Michael Ayer, of course, Ayer is spelled A-E-R. com is where you guys can be able to go there. So you mentioned before you introduced the single, Michael, about, you know, if going back to the response you got, if they were that, you know, impressed with 60 seconds, you know, what would they think about the other music? Does that make you more excited to be able to share more of your music because of the response that you've gotten?
Well, it makes me, it definitely gives me some inspiration to write and keep writing.
Right.
Like I hope they like my other stuff even better. Because I have some pretty cool stuff on the way.
All right, and that is the great thing. Well, we're excited for you, Michael, and what you've been able to accomplish so far. We know there's a lot of great things happening. I had told you actually before we went live here that you have been chosen as our Artist of the Week. It's a brand new program we started here July 1st. Where all week long we actually spotlight an artist. We play their music for the entire week and let our listeners know how they can get it. So we'll be spotlighting you all this week as our Artist of the Week. In fact, people can find you actually now on our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. There's a post there about you, and it tells them, of course, the website there where they can go and be able to sign up for your newsletter and get the single there as well. I want to ask you this advice, because we're always about paying it forward here on the program, Michael, and that is about inspiration when it comes to inspiring others. You know, now because of what you've been able to do, there will be people who will say, you know what, if Michael Ayer can do this, then I can do it too. Is that your hope, that you can be able to inspire other people to let them know that if they work hard and if they stay true to their dream or their passion, that that they can be successful in it?
I hope that's what my song's done. I believe that anybody can do anything they want. It's simply a matter of deciding to go for it.
There you go. I think that's really the key. Yeah, making the decision to do it, and I think that's the thing, and we're so excited that you've been able to do that, Michael, and that you're able now, of course, to share with other people. Let our listeners know one more time how they can get the single Summer.
Right, just go on my website, www.michaelaer.com, and sign up for my email list to get my song Summer for free, and you can also find me on Facebook at Michael Aer, and Twitter at Michael Aer Music.
Well, Michael, congratulations again, and we look forward to staying in contact with you and seeing what's coming up next for you.
Right, and if anybody is interested in booking me, contact Finest Worldwide Management Group. I'm going to start touring immediately all around the U.S. and the U.K. and Ireland, and I hope to see as many people there as possible.
All right, so definitely look for the tour, and again, all that information will be available at michaelaer.com. Again, the Aer is AER.com is where you guys can stay in contact with Michael. Michael, congratulations again, and we look forward to the next conversation with you, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Michael, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the Aer here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we did you guys a favor, and we actually tagged Michael both on Facebook and Twitter. You can find his Facebook fan page there on Facebook when you go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or on Twitter, you can find his Twitter handle by going to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll see that we tagged him there as well. Made it really easy for you guys to be able to find him on Twitter. He's simply at Michael Aer Music is where you guys can find him there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Thank you guys for joining us. Remember, I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast for our primetime edition of Conversations Live. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.
All she takes from you to say my name, blown away with ease. Strong like a mountain, rise up like a river slow. Got me wanting more than I'm asking for, and I hope. it takes from you